Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is John Batchelor. The show begins tonight in Gaza. The question Peter Berkowitz helps me ask is it real in the Washington Post when it says that the U.S. knows where the villains are, the bad guys, the masterminds, I don't need to use their name, the Hamas killers and the bosses, knows where they are and won't share it with Israel unless? We wait for clarity. We then move to the question of the Palestinian state. 2009, Bibi Netanyahu, returning to authority, made a speech saying, yes, Palestinian state. Two caveats. One, you must acknowledge the state of Israel, the Jewish state of Israel. And two, no military hardware, demilitarized state. We can't live next door to people with tanks who are unproven and untrustworthy with tanks. Those conditions can be met. Will they? I don't have an answer. I'm just asking the question Peter asked. Bill Rajo joins to talk about Afghanistan, the Taliban, and Al-Qaeda. Khalilzad, Zal Khalilzad, testified before the House last November. We have a transcript now, and Bill's gone over it with his friend Tom Jocelyn. 9 or 10 hours. The Trump administration decided to leave in the fall of 18. Khalilzad's job was to leave. They left in the worst possible condition. They left behind Al-Qaeda in 10 or 13 of the provinces with training camps and recruiting zones. Afghanistan is worse now than it was in 2001. So what is it that the U.S. accomplished? Deceiving the people in the U.S. that exiting was a solution. That's one accomplishment. Bill and I discuss where the Al-Qaeda camps are and how the State Department doesn't still acknowledge that those camps are there, degraded, declined, destroyed. Al-Qaeda is stronger now than it was in 2001, to hear it telling. And then on to Memorial Day and Independence Day in Israel with Malcolm Honlein. We also talk all the issues of Gaza and what comes next. Commenting on the General Assembly, the United Nations, showing again why it's untrustworthy, like Palestinians voting for Palestinian statehood in the General Assembly. That doesn't lead to anything. It has to be done at the Security Council level. In any event, the UN is made up of people who are not responsible for their own decisions. They're easily intimidated, and China intimidates them. So does Russia. So do the Arab states who still foment difficulties for Israel and the Palestinians. And China. Tariffs on the green technology coming out of China. We debated with Jonathan Ward and Alan Tonelson. 100% tariffs on the BYD EV knockoffs that are flooding the ports in the U.S. and Europe. They talk big. We'll see. Manufacturing. Alan Tonelson returns after a break saying, yes, it's moving in a positive direction. Can go faster, but it's certainly not the China price game of the late 20th century when everything was a factory floor in China, cheap, cheap, and cheaper. That might be behind us. New World Report, Ernesto Araujo, who's a native-born Rio Grande do Sul, regrets the flooding that's going on, saying it was long predicted, and the geography and the lack of dredging of the main port of the river that flows into and next to Rio Grande do Sul has made it worse than ever, the worst in his lifetime, maybe the worst ever. Part of the raining for days. El Nino into La Nina, I learned from Australia. It's roughly the same latitude. Rio Grande do Sul, the most southern state of Brazil, is 30 degrees south. And Australia is 33 degrees south. Sydney, where it's raining, has been raining for days. And Argentina, standing up to Caracas. Caracas at first said it would allow six members of the opposition to leave the Argentine embassy in Caracas, where they'd taken refuge, and travel to Argentina. Then Maduro went back on what he said, and Argentina is now challenging him. To Africa with Caleb Weiss, who reports first on East Africa, Al-Shabaab destabilizing the Horn of Africa, and West Africa, the Russian Africa Corps has moved into the U.S. facilities in Niger without waiting for the U.S. to leave. Russian Africa Corps, old Wagner Group, is now in Mali, in Burkina Faso, in Niger, in Central African Republic, advancing very neatly, and there's no sign that the U.S. is pushing back or commenting. Niger is lost to the Russian influence. And then a conversation about Hamas infiltrating Gaza, again with Seth Frantzman. They're not leaving Gaza and going into Egypt to run away. They're going back into Gaza, to Jabalia, to Zeitun, parts of Gaza. These are concrete-built, sloppy buildings piled on top of each other, broken streets, rubbish everywhere. Now they're all crushed. Gaza doesn't much exist as a place to live anymore, but we'll see. Look at Port-au-Prince living with that earthquake remains now for 15 years. Hezbollah provocations in the north and what is to be done. Katrina van den Heuvel comments on Putin changing horses, a new defense minister, an economist. And then Cleos Pascal tells the story of how the Solomons were taken over while Australia watched. Taken over by the Chinese Communist Party. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.